Bringing it back to Rosie on the House. You got a project you're trying to get done for the holidays? We'll take calls. Jennifer's been fielding a few calls so far. The number's 1-888-767-4348. If you're familiar with the radio show, we also want to make sure you're familiar with the website, rosieonthehouse.com. It is the number one rated contractor referral website in Arizona. It wins number one year after year after year, over and above any of the other national referral networks that you may or may not be familiar with. We beat them every year. We have the most reliable, the tightest screen contractors on the planet at Rosie on the House. And we're the only referral directory that has a written and enforced complaint resolution policy. And I am the judge and the executioner of that policy. Every complaint flows right across my desk. And having over 150 certified partners, I can tell you, I don't see very many complaints.
We screen so we don't have to.
Right, right.
Yeah, it takes several months to go through the process to make sure that kind of guys that can represent you, the benevolent dictator that you are.
Takes a lifetime to build a reputation and a day to lose it. And every single person that is on that website knows that's our stand. Hey, one of the things we've got on the website right now is kind of fun. Add a little Cajun flavor to your holiday party. Go to the website, rosieonthehouse.com. And find our blog. It will list some of our favorite holiday recipes. Shrimp Romelade, Jennifer's Jambalaya, the world-famous coleslaw dressing that includes a secret ingredient that you can only find at rosieonthehouse.com. Baby case, go ahead.
I was going to say, you could just put in the search at the very top, if you just put Cajun, it'll be the first, it'll pull that blog up first. And you have all kinds of good recipes for the holidays. They're easy.
Baby Kay's cornbread, Jennifer's cornbread, hummingbird cake.
That's Allison Carpenter's from Char's. Yeah, we're not big dessert fans. Except pecan pie is like the only dessert.
Pecan pie is pretty staple
with homemade vanilla ice cream on it.
Yeah, a la mode, warmed up pie, cold ice cream,
warm cheese slice.
Oh, baby, watch out!
My one dessert a year.
I don't see Jennifer or Baby Kay's seasoned pecans on here.
You know, I don't think they're on that one, but they are actually...
I'll link it. I'll have that fixed in 2 minutes.
But they've been posted year after year after year, and it's absolutely one of the ones that gets the most response. So just some festive dining and snack ideas that we like to bring to you, the Arizona homeowner. And we've got a special guest we're going to bring in. We, at this time of year...
Hey.
Like...
It's there.
To... always mention the charities that the Romeros support throughout the course of the year. If you joined us the last hour, we had St. Vincent de Paul in and the Master Gardener and his 3-acre garden at the main campus there in South Phoenix.
Is it three?
That's what he said.
I think he has three gardens. I think that one's bigger than 3 acres.
Oh, well, whatever.
Whatever.
But he's got the aquaponic garden going on. We visited with him. We visited with Mr. John Junker and all that they do.
It produces 42,000 pounds of food a year.
It does. And this next segment, we're going to bring in a special guest from Habitat for Humanity, who you regular listeners know that we've supported almost from the beginning. When we first started Rosie on the House and got a little bit known in the community, we were approached literally by every single charity on the planet wanting and requesting support. And we did that. We spread ourselves very, very thin and tried to cover everything. And in 1 year, I saw all the requests come in. It was a stack of envelopes, several inches high. And I said, you know what? There's got to be a better way we can direct our resources. I said, look, we're all about housing and we're all about Arizonans. Let's find those ministries. Let's find those organizations that cater to Arizona homeowners. And you can't have a focus like that and not land on Habitat for Humanity. Romy, do you remember being at the broadcast when they opened the first ReStore down on Central and Watkins?
The ribbon cutting.
That was 2005. 2005, we were down there. And it's been a fabulous store. We're actually going to bring in someone from the ReStores here in the next segment and talk about what you can find at some of those stores. If I'll tell you what, if you're building a remodeling and you're not out there down there looking at what they've got available, you are missing an unbelievable opportunity at some tremendous savings on some first-rate products. And we'll be talking a little bit in detail about that.
Well, when I built in Whitman,
a couple of my chandeliers
were from the ReStore, and they had misordered on a job. I don't know who or where, but I had the Pella Proline window package, and I was trying to find what to do for the back door. They had a misordered sliding glass Proline Pella patio or creative door just sitting there.
Still in the box.
Still in the box.
It wasn't even unwrapped.
Perfect size for my opening. Back the truck up, load it up.
Here we go.
Took it home and put it in.
Back with Rosie on the House and Habitat for Humanity when we get back. And we will take calls at 1-888-767-4348 if you'd like.